Thank you very much for giving me the floor and for having invited me. Always a pleasure to work within the framework of our sister organization. Well, I think we have a motto within the cocoa value chain, in particular within ICCO, and it was repeated a few months ago in Brussels at the World Cocoa Conference. We believe that prices and sustainability are the two sides of the same coin, of the same medal. In other words, we believe that we will never ever achieve sustainability if we do not pay the farmers a decent price, right? So we believe that there are many other things, of course, to state, and I can mention the fact that as long as we will have 10 million cocoa producers working on 10 million hectares and producing 5 million tons of cocoa, we will have intrinsic problem of sustainability. And the simple fact that you can make the calculation easily, in average, a farmer will get half a ton. Whatever the price of the ton of cocoa is, the income will be very, very small, very reduced. So poverty is probably the root cause of those issues of sustainability. Rodrigo this morning showed a very interesting diagram where you were seeing a flat farm gate price for cocoa and the international prices going up and down. 2 years ago, I would have said the problem is the very low international prices. Today, I cannot say that because international prices are very high. The problem is that the farmer do not see those high international prices because they continue to be paid a relatively low farm gate price. So I would say we need, in those countries regulating the farm gate prices, we need higher farm gate prices fixed by the authorities. And where the market does actually operate more freely, we need a system where supply and demand are matching and where we avoid by all means any overproduction of cocoa. So we have been in a structural surplus value chain of cocoa for the last 2 years. No, we are in a deficit. That's why the prices are going up. But I very much fear what will happen in 3 or 4 years' time, when perhaps some countries will be back on the market with higher production and higher supply. So this is really, if there is only one point I want to emphasize today, is this question of price and sustainability. The second thing is certainly productivity, as I mentioned. As long as the productivity will be so low in cocoa farms, farmers will never reach a decent level of income. And we want to achieve this living income for the farmers. That means that probably the farmers have to diversify and find alternative sources of income. To be more specific on the question of today on certification and traceability, for me the burning issue is, because we have heard this morning many speakers referring to the EUDR, the European Union Deforestation Regulation. Our issue in ICCO is who is going to pay for the system. And I'm afraid at the end of the story, economically, the farmers will pay. Because even if the consumer in Europe or in America will pay the chocolate a bit higher, even if the traders and the exporters are paying the direct cost of traceability, at the end, they will use that as an argument to pay a lower farm gate price to the farmer. So the question of cost is absolutely key. Again, this morning we heard Lars from GIZ explaining those wonderful digital IT solutions. We very much support this approach, of course, but that has a cost. That has a cost, a fixed cost, a variable cost, investment cost. It's not for the farmers to invest in IT and internet connection. But still, it has a cost, and sooner or later, it will be borne by the entire value chain. And finally, and I will close here, I think, again, this morning, somebody referred to the proliferation of standards. We call it multiplicity, the same word. You also mentioned the mandatory and the voluntary standards. I would go deeper in the analysis, because you have mandatory standards from exporting countries and mandatory standards from importing countries, and there is a mismatch. So I would really call for a better cooperation, and I would like to highlight a very good achievement in the cocoa sector. For once, we have a good story to tell, with Ghana and Côte d'Ivoire all together, representing 65% of the world cocoa production, triggering a Pan-African exercise of harmonizing the standard with the African Regional Standard of Sustainable Cocoa. I believe it's really the way to follow, the path to follow, where you have in the entire continent in Africa, and we know that 75% of the cocoa comes from Africa, we have one norm on sustainable cocoa. And I think it's a good example for a Pan-American or a Pan-Asian standard, if not an international one, of course. Thank you very much, Madam.